The Wisconsin District Attorneys Association says increasing the state's alcohol tax would help address a staffing shortfall that's been plaguing prosecutors since 2001. An audit released last year found district attorneys statewide had about 120 fewer positions than they should. Filling those jobs either means moving money away from other state programs or raising taxes or fees. District Attorney Association President Ralph Utke says increasing the alcohol tax makes the most sense.
When we look at where most of our work comes from, it comes from alcohol abuse and alcohol-related problems. So it seemed like a perfect fit.
The DAs did not suggest a specific tax rate, but Utke said a minimal increase could take care of adding those positions and increasing salaries for prosecutors. Utke says it's getting hard to hang on to qualified attorneys as they're faced with paying off law school and are wooed by better-paying jobs in private firms.
So there's no reason really for them to stay as prosecutors unless they just want to really do it because they think it's the right thing to do. And there's a point that you can't sacrifice your family because you want to do the right things.
Wisconsin has some of the lowest alcohol taxes in the country. Only two other states have lower beer taxes. Proposals to increase alcohol taxes in the last two sessions have had a hard time finding any support in the legislature. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.